Exclusive: Republican challenger Mara Macy talks declaration of military accountability. By Hannah Knudsen on June 22, 2024. Mara Macy, who is running for Congress in Florida's 5th Congressional District against Congressman John Rutherford, RFL, told Breitbart News Saturday about what led to the declaration of military accountability and tied it into how she became involved in politics. Hours ahead of her campaign event taking place at Jekyll Brewing in Jacksonville Beach, Florida, Macy explained that she has followed politics since high school. But as a military spouse, she did not realize how important local politics is, as it is hard to get plugged in when you're moving all the time. So we kept moving and I kept following national politics. But I didn't realize that I was actually a low-information voter. Despite the fact that I was religiously following federal politics, she said, explaining her revelation. I didn't realize that you don't really know as much as you think you know, unless you actually dig into these people, where their money comes from, who they're on the hook for. Because if they're not on the hook for the American people, they're on the hook from somebody else, and that's generally lobbyists and PACs, she said. As a military spouse, she and her husband became very involved in politics after the coronavirus vaccine mandate came out, as her husband was one of thousands of others who refused to take the shot, whether for religious or medical reasons. However, many requests for such exemptions were denied. She said she and her husband made alliances in the military community and worked with lawyers, finding ways to not take these medical products forced by the government, including masks and PCR tests. Ultimately, Macy's husband is a whistleblower who exposed data from the Defense Medical Epidemiological Database, and he had an investigation opened on him and has seen retaliation. They can't recruit. They can't retain. And it's all because they don't care about the people. They care about pushing a woke agenda, and that's it, Macy said, explaining that during that time, it was difficult to get help and answers from representatives. Many, she said, tried to reach out to members of the Armed Services Committee. But an individual must be a constituent to even get through the form. So if you don't have a representative that's on that committee, you're out of luck. So, this was a common theme across the country, she said, noting that Congressman Rutherford, whom she is challenging, was relatively inaccessible as well. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Mara Macy, June 22, 2024. The viral declaration of military accountability, she said, laid out a path for people in the military to hold the leadership accountable that has failed our military and caused the retention problems, the recruitment problems. And we basically have vowed to take control of our leadership once again. Whether it's through holding them accountable at local levels, holding them accountable at federal levels, taking over their seats in office, she said, explaining that many signers of that declaration will be at her campaign event on Saturday. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.